For tonight or just the house?
I'm sorry.
I feel uncomfortable.
Okay, hello everybody. Okay, so let's see if we can make some seder here in the complicated. I'm not going to read the whole Gemara inside complicated drushes, but with the overview. So we have here two brises. We have first the Samachovim and Beis. We have a brisa. It's really a Teres Painim. We shine and call it Tana de Veirav. Perish and Teres Painim. That the brisa dashens that were from Ayom and Menacholim and the Setechu Mikol HaShev HaMayim that we're matir very safe in the Ma'aris. Matir very safe in the Ma'aris. Second. We're matir very safe in the Ma'aris. That's like my, even though not only Kalim, I might have thought only Kalim. From Yom and Cholim, I might have thought that we're matir only Kalim. So it said, no, is that the college of Mayim that we're matter even Bayreis, Sichin, and Ma'oris? So the Gemara is Medayik. First of all, the Gemara explains how the drush works. There's a klal prat to klal. Yom and Cholim is a klal prat to klal. Even though Shnei Cholim and a prat, but Hatul prat the name. So we look at it as a klal prat to klal. So we darshan Mayna prat. But the Mayna prat really could be, we could understand the Kaina prat in two ways. We could understand the Kaina prat to mean that you have to, in order to be usher, it's in order to be usher, you have to mayim leivim, which would ask the charitzim and itzim, but not bayer sifin and marais. Let me see something. The cloud of practical cloud. It's still here, the top of Samach Zion and Midal. We dash in the cloud of practical cloud, and therefore, Ma'a Prat Mufur is Mayim Levim. I've called Mayim Levim. In order to be also, in order to be like Yomim and Cholim, and to be also, it has to be Mayim Levim. So what's Mayim Levim? Charitzim and Itzim. Charitzim and Itzim is also Mayim Levim. What do we mean by Mayat Le'Tero? Bayer Sichon Ma'aris. And the Gemara says, no, maybe you should say further. Maybe we could ask some more. Maybe we could say, maybe it's enough that and then we'll ask even better. So therefore, we have the pasuk that's called Esther Teichu Mikol HaShev HaMayim. So it comes out that Charitzim and Itzim are also because they're Mayim Levin. And Bar Sichon HaMayim are Mutter because they're not Mayim Levin. Then the Gemara brings Tanya Rebbe Shmuel. Tanya Rebbe Shmuel dashes it. They're practical. They're ribi miyat v'ribui. So we're memayit lehetera. Boy v'sichin l'maris. And the Gemara says, memayit lehetera. Boy v'sichin l'maris. Which is maybe only the Ma'at Kalim that we have is the Zetech when we call the Sheba Ma'at. So it seems to be in effect the same as the first Brisa. It comes out the same thing that Bayer Sichin Ma'aris and Mutter and Charitzim and Itzim are also both according to the first Brisa, the Darshan's Bekalo Pratakal, and according to the second Brisa, the Darshan's Beribu Mit Beribui, it comes to the same thing. Rashi's Mashmah is in Echinami, it really comes to the same thing. The whole Nafkamina is, if I didn't, Bottom line, what about the details? Rashi holds l'maisa in a chrami. It comes to the same thing. The argument is about how far a cloud or part of the cloud goes. The kind of debate, the first price, the first mahal from the Gemara goes that a cloud or part of the cloud really might be very expansive. It might have asked it even Baris Sichon Amorites. Therefore, I need his kolasher as that from the kolasher of mine. And the Rebbe Bishmael holds that a cloud of practical is not so expensive. Had it been a cloud of practical, it would have had to be only Daimon Mishnei Tzlovim, and it would have had, we could only have been Marbel Isura Charitzim and Eitzim. We would never even have had a Salka Daitach to be Marbel Baris Sichon Amorites Le Isura. So for that, I need a Rebbe Mir for Rebbe. I need to say, no, since the two kolam are together, it's a Rebbe Mir for Rebbe, and therefore there would be a Salka Daitach to be Marbel even. And I need to call it Zetaychlum Mikol Shemai. In other words, according to the first Mahalach in the Gemara, the Klaler Prat the Klal, and Torah Rebbe Shmuel, they're arguing about Dina Klaler Prat the Klal. But Lagabi, the Halachas of the Halachas of Mayim, they both agree. It all comes to the same thing. Baris Sichon Moris are Mutter, Charitzim and Itzim are also. Then it's a strange thing in the Gemara asks in Torah Rebbe Shmuel, Marois, why are we Mar, but Baris Sichon Moris Leteira, and we're maybe it should be the other way around. What did Gemara ask such a question? Why is it even a question? Obviously, Charitzim and Itzim are Noivim. Barisich and Moris are not Noivim. So, of course, Charitzim and Itzim are more Daimit to Yomim and Nechalim. And Barisich and Moris are less Daimit to Yomim and Nechalim. What's the Gemara's kasha? And that's not even the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara answers a different lashon. That Baris Sichon Amoreis are Atsurim Kekelim. What was wrong with the original lashon about Noivim? Rashi says some difficult things over here, how to deal with that. Rashi says that if it's a cloud of part of cloud, so of course, Charitzim and Itzim are more Daimit to Yomim and Nechalim. They're more Me'ena Prat of Yomim and Nechalim. It's not kasha Amoreis. But if it's a miribi mi feribi, really we're marve hakel, and now we're just coming to be made something. So who says that what we're going to be made is charitzim and itzim? Who says what we're going to be made is baris sichon amoreis? Maybe we'll be made charitzim and itzim. And that's okay with the Rashi. What's the shadow Rashi tells? But other rishonim in places the Rosh, or like in Mishnah, a lot of rishonim learn that there's taka a big difference between Tana de Rav and Tana de Vei Rabbi Yishmael. And that is that according to Tana Devei Rav, what they call, according to Tana Devei Rav, the darshan is the klal uprat the klal. But that's really true. Klal uprat the klal is less. Klal uprat the klal is less expensive than ribui miyad v'ribu. And therefore, there's taka a difference lahalocha between Tana Devei Rav and Tana Devei Yishmael. Because Tana Devei Rav holds that when you have two kolam and a prat, we say hatl prat menem, we treat it as a klal prat to klal. So klal prat to klal is more limited. It has to be taka me'ena prat. And therefore, when we're defining what's me'ena prat, what's like yomim and nechalim, what is osur, we don't go so far. We're only marbe less. And then we have a zetekum kol asher b'mayim that makes it even less than that. So we're only marben mayim leivim. Marben mayim leivim. So charitzim and itzim is mayim leivim, like the Gemara says b'feirish. Charitzim and itzim is mayim leivim. And the papos amazayim, the Gemara d'loshnis. Ma'apat mufush mayim leivim, afkol mayim leivim. My rabbi charitzim and itzim. So charitzim and itzim means charitzim and itzim that are neveya. But charitzim and itzim that are not neveya. Taisus says there are not all charitzim and itzim. Taisus machad, not all charitzim and itzim are neveya. Some charitzim and itzim are neveya. Some charitzim and itzim are not neveya. So according to Tanya Rav, when we say that we're married by charitzim and itzim lisu, we mean the charitzim and itzim that are neveya. Like the Gemara says, ma'cha ma'yam u'nechol ma'yam levim. So afkol ma'yam levim, and what is that charitzim and itzim? But charitzim and itzim that are not neveya, we're not going to be married. Whereas Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, since he goes with Ribi Miyat V'Ribui, so that's more expensive. So then we want to know what's Dumya to Yomim and Nechalim. We're Marbe even, not only Chayitzim and Itzim that are Nevea. We're Marbe even Chayitzim that are not Nevea. Chayitzim and Itzim that are not Nevea, Why are they different than Boris Sifan and Boris? That's the Boris Kashim, my Royce. What's the difference between a Charitzim and Eitzim and they're not Neveah and Boris Sifan and Boris? They're both not Neveah. And they're both El Gabe Karka, so aren't they the same? So the Boris said, no. Charitzim and Eitzim, they may not be, they're not, maybe they're not Neveah, but they're not Atsurim Kekelim. Boris Sifan and Boris are Atsurim Kekelim. With that, bottom line, it's very negative halacha, that there's a machlok according to Tosfos and many other Rishonim that go with this Ma'alach, the Tur, go with this Ma'alach. There's a machlok as Tanan Rav and Tanan Rabbi Shmuel. What's the bottom line? What's the criterion for the Isser of when do you need Simonim? When do you need Sapir Vikaskasis? When do you have the Heter of when do you have the Heter of Eset Teichel? When do you have the Heter of Mayim Shibakel? What's the line? So according to Tanan Rav, the line is Neivim. Mayim Neivim are Dumi Deyomim Nechalim. Mayim She'enim Neivim are not Dumi Deyomim Nechalim. Not Gemina. And according to Tanan Rav Yishmael, the line is Atsurim Kekelim. Things that are Atsurim Kekelim, like Baris Sifnim Baris Amutter, but things that are not Atsurim Kekelim are also. What's the Nafkamina between Tanan Rav and Tanan Rav Yishmael? The Nafkamina will be for those things that are not Atsurim Kekelim on the one hand, but they're not Nevim either. The Rishonim call Charitzim Neitzim that are not Nevim. Those Charitzim Neitzim that are not Nevim. According to Tanya Rav, they'll be Mutter, because he has a very, more constricted view of Yom Nechalim, it's the Klal HaPrat HaKlal. And according to Tanya Rav Yishmael, they'll be Mutter, because he has a more expanded view of Yom Nechalim, and they'll be Asur. Says the Rosh, so we have a stigma chalekso, what's the halacha? The Rosh, the halacha is like Tanya Rav. This Tanya Rav was shogur b'fiko. So then, I'm not sure I understand this part. In the Torah's Kainim itself, it doesn't say that it's a klal prat klal. The part that's a Torah's Kainim, if you look in the Torah's Kainim, Abby was helpful and he put the Torah's Kainim up on the chat. If you look at the Torah's Kainim, it tracks the first Tanur, the Tanur Avon in the Gemara, the Bryce the Gemara brought. But it ends very early. Tanur Leima Teichlin Kol Hashir B'Mayim. It goes Mashmish Nemar Echel Sheishli Shemeni Atechel Sheinli Mashmish Nemar Atechel Sheinli Shemeni Echel Sheishli V'Lo Meshod Olavel Of Esiv Leisei Teichlin Kol Hashir B'Mayim Tanur Leima Shechel Hoyle Hitim Fush Hitim Bistam Mak Shitim Fush Hitim Hitim Bekelim After Shitim Bistam Hitim Hitim Bekelim Nine Rabbis Boris Sich Nemar Sheshechem Sheishim Yevein And Yimim Tanur Leima Teichlin Kol Hashir B'Mayim End of Torah's Kainim. Doesn't say. So what does it say? Yom Nechalim, I would have said maybe it's only maybe we can only be Matta Kalim. So Tam Leiber B'Mayim. What does it mean Tam Leiber B'Mayim? The Gemara goes on to say it means Tam Leiber B'Mayim. What Gemara asks? What do you mean Tam Leiber B'Mayim? It's a Klal Prat and a Klal Mashiv Prat. So I can know there's two Klalim and Hatul Prat B'Mayim and it's a Klal Prat to Klal and therefore we can be married by anything that's Mayim Leivim and so on and so forth. But that's all the Gemara's elaboration. But the Torah's claim of itself could be read, then it means Rebu Mir for Rebu. Had only said Yom Nechalim. We said Yom Nechalim, Tam Loi Memayim, there's a Rebu Mir for Rebu. Where is there in the Torah's Kainim an indication that the Torah's Kainim itself is going with Klal HaPrat HaKlal and not with Rebu Mir for Rebu? Torah's Kainim itself is very sosum. Tam Loi Memayim. Maybe that means Klal HaPrat HaKlal, like the Stom of the Gemara elaborates, based on Ravino, that Komokim Shatam Eitzish Neklol is Hatul Prat B'Neim, V'Doinu B'Kal Prat D'Klal. But it could be read on the lines of the Rebbe Shmuel, that it's a Rebbe Meir for Rebbe. Now how does the Rosh know? The Gemara itself doesn't say it's a Machlekes Tana D'Rav and Tana Rebbe Shmuel. The Gemara earlier by Chagov, and we had Ma'ikiv and Tana D'Rav Rav and Tana Rebbe Shmuel. The Gemara uses that terminology. The Rosh is borrowing that terminology from over there. Over here, it doesn't say that. We have a Toner Abonim, which is a Torah's claim. And it ends up just Tam Elohim Kol Hashir B'Mayim. Doesn't really explain what's going on. Then we have the Storm of the Gemara, based on Ravino, explains that it's a Klal HaPrat HaKlal. And that has a certain fallout, that it's limited. It's only, we're only going to ask Mayim Leivim. And then we have Rebbe Shmuel, who Darshan should be Rebbe Meir for Rebbe. And then it's less limited, and we could be Matter anything that's not also. And then we'll ask her anything that's not also Kikail. Who says the Paris Kainan Kibirata Libatana Vishwalto. And the Emes is, there's a Ravid, we'll see the Ravid in a minute about Beit Borim. The Ravid says Beferish that the Teres Kainim, not this line in Teres Kainim, but the next paragraph in the Teres Kainim, about the which we'll see in a second, the Ravid says Beferish that the Teres Kainim is going like Tana Rebbe Shmuel. So there is a Ramban, we saw in the Sugyat Chagovim, the Ramban says that you could have steers from Teres Kainim, Misha Shanasu, Le Shanasu, because the Ramban had a steer by Chagovim in the Teres Kainim. That in the Teres Kainim, Dashens, Luminei, Dalet, Pomim, that there's only eight Minim, and then, which is Tanit Virav and Agamara, and then the Teres Kainim itself says that there's a, the Teres Kainim itself says there's a cloud about the cloud, that all you need is a Dalet Simon. The Tanit Virav Shema, Afilu Rosh Arach. So we saw, and that was the background for the Rambam. The Rambam Takas seems to learn there's no steer between Tanit Virav and Tanit Virav Shema, but the Gemara says that there is. And the Ramban says, Misha Shonazu Le Shonazu, and he says, we find Kayetzeba in the Teres Kainim. You find such a thing in Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim will have, that will bring down different brises, and they don't have to stream with each other. Okay, maybe, but the Ravid should have said that. I mean, if the first part of the Teres Kainim was Klal Prat to Klal, and then when it comes to Beborim, Maim Shebe Beborim, there the Ravid says, it's Tanu Rebbe Shmuel, the Ravid should point out that it's a steer in Teres Kainim. I think the Ravid thought it's not a steer. It doesn't say anywhere in Torah's claim that it's a cloud about the cloud. Maybe it's a Rebbe, maybe it's a Rebbe. Yeah, so I'm not sure what's shot in this Rosh. Where did the Rosh see that the Tanna de Rav, that there's a Tanna de Rav to Darshan B'Kala Prat B'Kla? My Sittur state in Rosh, says Hakan Rosh, that the Halacha is like Tanna de Rav, what he calls Tanna de Rav, that it's a Kala Prat B'Kla, and therefore everything depends on my Noivim, and Haritzim and Itzim that are Noivim are also, and Haritzim and Itzim that are not Noivim are Unmukta. Not like Tanna de Rav Shema. On the other hand, the Magen Mishnah is Medayik from the Rambam. Rambam really doesn't talk to Peirush about Haritzim and Itzim at all. Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yuches of the Rambam Sheretz Hamayim Hanivu Beboris Besifinu Beoris Hayil Ve'ena Mayim Levin. The Magen Mishnah is writing in the Rambam that he says you need atzurim. So he's going like Tanna Rebbe Shmuel. Otherwise, it's not totally an atzurim. It's totally a neivim. It's too. So why the Rambam? Well, let me show you that. Yeah, Olam has the Rambam in front of them, or should I just put it up on the screen? I don't see the Rambam. I can't see the Rambam. Can you guys see the Rambam?
Yeah, we see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sheretz Hamayim, Anifu Beboris, Besichonim Oris, Hoyle Ve'ena Mayim Noivim, Vareya Metzurim, Vareya Kamayim Shebekeil Mumuta. So on the one hand, the Rambam doesn't talk about Boris Sichonim Oris, about the Charitzim and Itzim at all. He only talks about Boris Sichonim Oris, Hoyle Mokam Loima, that it's mashma the Rambam that the heter is only baris sifin the baris charitzim nitzim are also. That would already be not like the. Would either be like Rashi altogether, or that he's passing like Tana de Rav. If you go to Taisu Mahalach, there is a difference between Tana de Rav and Tana de Yishmael. But the Ram only asked the baris sifin the baris. He didn't say that charitzim nitzim are also sometimes mutter when they're not neivim. That's on the one end. But the Magmishim Mataik it the other way around. That the Rambam says the heter of Bayer Sichon of Ares is because they're not Mayim Noivim and they're Atsurim. Why didn't you just stop the not Mayim Noivim? Why do you have to add that they're Atsurim? The Rambam apparently wanted to tell me that Mayim Noivim is not enough. It's not enough that they're not Noivim. They have to also be Atsurim. Where did he get that from? He got it from Tana Rebbe Yishmael, and the Rambam Takapasin like Tana Rebbe Yishmael, not like Tana Devera. Or I would say it differently, that the Rambam held the Sanam HaChaykos. Tana the Rav is the Teres Chayim. Teres Chayim is no Echreya. The Rambam passing like Tana Rebbe Yishmael, that it's a cloud, that it's a Reba Mir to Reba, and you have to have, Rambam was Machmer, that you have to have, for the Heter, you have to have that it's a Surim Kikel. Or you could ask, if the Heter is only because they're at Surim, why did the Rambam add that they're not Mayim Levim? That's not the head. The head is not the Mayim. That's not enough. We have to have Atsurim Kikelim. So, the answer is, we'll see this later in the Rambam, that the Rambam held that even if they're at Surim, meaning that they're not traveling the water, but it might be Nevea. You could have a Metzius as something that's the water is standing. It's a standing well. It's a deep well, and the water doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't have an egress. But it's fed Keseder by a wellspring, and it's Nevea. The Rambam talks beferish about such a mitzvah. You have in the Gvoi, you have such a thing. You can have a bar; it's not going anywhere, it's not moving, but it's constantly fed by a wellspring underneath. So it's Mayim Nevim. So we'll see in the Rambam that even if you're like Tana Rebbe Yishmael, that the Heter is because the Heter is totally in being Atsurim. But to be Atsurim, it can't be Nevea. If it's Nevea, it's also not called Osir. But the being Osir has two conditions. It has to not be moving, but it also has to not be Nevea. If it's Nevea, then it's also not called Osir. Maybe that's the Rambam. Ain't a Mayim Noivim. You can have things that are not Mayim Noivim, but they're not Atsurim. So he says, but in addition, it's Atsurim. You need both things. You need Mayim Noivim, you need to have Atsurim. Words, even according to Tanav Yishmael, that it's totally an Atsurim, you could have something which is Atsurim and it's Nevea. So, and that's also Osir. According to Tana Rebbe Yishmael, who's more machmir, you need both conditions. You need the condition of not mayim noivim, and you also need the condition of atzur. And it could be nafkaminis. If the water is not, the water is standing, but it's mayim noivim, it also won't be mut. In a way, we're getting ahead of ourselves because we actually need to define what's the difference between noivim and noivim / einam noivim, and atzurim / einam atzurim. What is this metzius of charitzim and neitzim that they're not nevea but they're not atzurim? Metzius. What does it mean? If it's not nevea, so that means the water is standing still. If the water is standing still, so it's also. What's the meaning of nevea versus? What's the meaning of Nevea versus not Otsum? Okay, and what's the Metzias of Charitzim and Neitzim that are not Nevim, but they're not Atsurim Kekli, whereas Beres Sichon and Oros are Atsurim Kekli? This is very Negea, this is hugely Negea Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa, the tour brings. Well, take a look at the door because it's awesome again. We're machmer like the Rama. We're bringing both days, the Rosh and the Rama. So we're machmer halacha like the Rama. We need to know what is this definition about Surim Kukli? You have to have Surim Kukli. What is that Surim? What is that Surim that's different than Nevin? So let's see. I think it might be a machlaik this shame. Let's get the Rosh of the tour. I don't have a way to put the tour up on the screen. Yeah, quickly. Maybe we really need to do it. be too hard. Never mind. I'll just read it to you. The Torah says in Simon Pei Dalet, Shrotzen Hagdalin B'mayim Shebekelim V'Shele Boyer Sichin Ma'ois. Dr. Amon. But then he adds, Charitzim V'Ne'itzim She'enem Noivim. Or, and, these are all things that are going to be mutter. Then it's in Mutorim. So water that's in Kalim, that's the most obvious. Boyer Sichin Ma'ois. Okay, after Gemara says, point to everybody, that's certainly, that's also mutter. And then the Torah adds, Charitzim V'Ne'itzim She'enem Noivim. Charitzim and Itzim that are not Nevea are Mutter. Afal pi she'en lehem snapir v'kaskasis. L'fichoch Tarife v'sheise mikol mokum mehem ve'en echeshish v'shotzim shere. And therefore you can bend down and you can drink them, you don't have to be cheshish. And he goes on and says, V'harambam lehitir el shebeboiris u'me'oris shem doimim l'kelim. The Rambam does not say this. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam is only matter beboris and ma'arim that they're daimim lekelim, meaning they're atzurim. Abel shacharitzim and itzim hamoishchim afal pi she'enem levim asurim. Yeah, daini ovi aros leikosuk. So the tour, emes loshen tour is a little bit strange. The Tazias, the tour should say ma'im shebekelim. The boris sichin and ma'oris is mutter. I read them and eat them. Shein and loyvim is a machlekas. They're amim in the rosh. Tur says it in a strange way. First, he cites them like the rosh. Ma'im shebekelim or shebeboris sichin and ma'oris, or in charitzim to eat them. Shein and loyvim are mutter. That's like tana devei rab, like the rosh that we all like tana devei rab. And then he says, but the Rambam's only matter in boris and ma'or in boris sichin and ma'oris. Which are daimim lekelim, but charitzim neitzim amayishchem not. But the rush was massive. But the rush didn't does not hold like the Ram. The rush holds like he said originally. Yeah, so it's a little bit strange, you know, the way the tour has it. But nonetheless, the plain shot in the tour is that it's a machlokes the Rambam and the rush. As we saw, do we pass like Tana the Rab like the Magen Mishnah? Do we pass like Tana the Rab or do we pass like Tana the Rabbi Shmuel? So this is the machlokes is there for the Ram and the Rosh, the din of charitzim and itzim she'enem noivim. But the Rosh adds, the Torah adds a couple of words that of explanation. What does it mean, charitzim itzim, that are not noivim, but they're not atzurim kekelim? If they're not noivim, so why are they atzurim kekelim? So the Torah says, so charitzim and itzim hamayshchim, afal pi she'enem noivim. Haritzim itzim, they're not neveya, but they're meshach. The post of Boris Yichon Oris that are atzurim kekelim. The post of Shach, the Torah is saying that nevim means that it has a koyach of neviya. You have in Hilchos Mikvos that you have mayim chayim. You have a mayim, and the mayim has a koyach, a mayim bubbles out from the ground. So this is the notion that it bubbles out, doesn't just, that's just going down by the downhill by the flow of gravity, but it has a bubbling up quality. So it moves mikayach the neviyah of the wellspring. And rivers also, the Gemara says, are fed by wellsprings, and they have a koyach of neviyah. Then you have water that's not from a wellspring, so it's from rain. And water that comes from rain, it flows downhill, but it doesn't have any koyach of neviyah. Nilchot Mikvos is a big nafkamina. That the water that has a natural neviyah, koyach of neviyah, you could be table in it even when the water is in motion. Whereas rainwater that doesn't have a natural neviyah, the water has to be standing still to be table in it. If it's running downhill, you can't be table. All right, it's Mashman Tur that you have the same categories over here. Mayim hanoivim means water that have a koyach of neviyah. That they have a wellspring quality. They're moving mikayach knows what's the motive power in the water. Mayim hanoivim, they have their own motive power. They're welling up from the ground, so they have a koyach of neviyah. It's mayim chayim, and that's like yomu nechalim. Mayim hamoishchim means the water is in motion. It's traveling downhill. The water is in motion, but the motive power is just gravity. It doesn't have its own koyach of neviyah. And that's the machlokes of the Rambam and the Rosh. You have charitzim and itzim that are not noivim, but amoshcha means the charitzim and itzim, the water is always moving. That's for sure. The charitzim and itzim, the water is moving. It's not atzurim. Atzurim means the water is standing still. Very sichon varis, the water is standing still. It's atzurim kakli. By charitzim and itzim, depends. Sometimes you have charitzim and itzim that are mayim noivim, that the water has a nevia, it's coming from a wellspring. And sometimes you have charitzim. I'm not sure why they're different. What makes them different than Yamim and the Cholim? Why are Charitzim, if the water is welling up through the Charitzim and Itzim, why isn't it a Nahar? That's not clear. But Akoponim, Charitzim and Itzim, sometimes they're Noivim, and sometimes they're not Noivim, sometimes it's Meshchim. They're always moving. They're never Atzum Kikli. But sometimes they're moving, the motor power is the Kayach and Nevi'ah, and sometimes the moving power is the force of gravity. And that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. But if the water is standing still, about its mud. That's the Torah. That's the Torah Hasbara, the difference between Noivim versus Einam Atzur, which is the machlokes, the Dina between the Rambam and the Rosh, between Tanei Rambam and Tanei Rebbe Shmuel. I think the Ravid is Chaylik. The Rav and Teres Tainan said like this. This really happened on your WhatsApp because Avi sent it out. The Teres Tainan says as follows. Yomim, Dr. Gimel, Beis. Yomim is a Yama Godel. So it says Yomu Nechol. Yomim is a Yama Godel. Shenem Elukamayim, Kor Yomim. Uben Echolim, Elu Anu Horis. Shenem Evanar, Yetzim Eden, Lahashkitz, Zaga. Ein Leil Yomim Nechol. They're always moving. Both they're not in the rainy season, in the rainy season and in the dry season. The yom and the cholim always go. Minayin l'rabbi shayom and mishar necholim shehim meishchem b'meisach shom vein meishchem b'meisach hama. But what about yomim that in the rainy season there's water, but in they flow in the rainy season, but they don't flow in the dry season. But they're also aser. They don't flow in the dry season. That means they don't have a karech, they're not wellsprings. They're probably in the rain. Let's see if I have to. Lahobi is Hamayim Shibbevei Borim, and we'll go and even further. Not only Yomim that are Necholim that are Meishchem Meishach Shama, but not Meishach Hamo. What about Dogim? What about Mayim Shibbevei Borim? Beborim are fish pools. They would divert water from the river into a pool. They were able to fish the fish. They were able to take the fish out. That's the Dogim Shibbevei Borim. The Mishnah in Beitzel. You can be tzad Dogim Shibbevei Borim and Yomtov. So what is this dogim shibibay barm? It seems that dog that I'm sorry, mayim shibibarim. What is this mayim shibibar? What quality does they have, these mayim shibibay barim, that it's also? That's what the Torah's claim says, that we're asering water not only in Yom and Necholim that flow the year round, but even Yomim and Necholim, even Necholim that flow only some of the time, only when it's in the rainy season they flow. And likewise, Mayim of Beborim. We also ask. The Isser extends all the way to Mayim Shebe Beborim. So what is its quality of Mayim Shebe Beborim? The Ravid says that Mayim Shebe Beborim Dr. Ivan. Actually, they might be as a mayim should be born. It's in a page top gimel, the first column. They're at 2/3 of the way down. It's the larger, the bold letters. Actually, they might be as a mayim should be born. She make you shomim, the hemu otim. Me komokim enim daimel me bari sifun maris. which I'm mutter. Shabbos vasichin v'hamoris meimayim atzurim kekelim. V'nichnasim b'em derech aruba v'enim yetsim misham ela derech aruba. The water comes in and is taken out from the tap. Al yidei she'iva, if they draw the water out. Aval ha'biborim, yesh tem sokim shemayim yetsim b'em shem reitzim. They have openings on the side through which the water can exit when they want. Not sure what he means when they want. Does he mean when the water wants? Meaning when the water, let's say it becomes full or overflows, the water has a doesn't always flow out, but has a way to flow out. Or he means when the people want. The people, it's like a canal. They have like sofim that they can open and shut. When they want the water to flow in so they can take out the fish, they open up the water to let the, they open up the door that lets the water into the baybar, and they keep the water that lets the water out, they keep the door that lets the water out shut. Then they can fish out all the fish. And then they want to get a new they want to bring a new water. So they let this water out, the new water in. So the water comes in and out the sides. So that's why it's not kekelim, because the water is not, you don't take the water out from the top, you take the water in and out from the sides. And in Mephi to Gemara, b'mayim, say, pamah, b'ribi yomiv, my rabbi, komili, v'sravel, charitzim, isim, lisura, u'maymiyit, boris, sichim, oris, leteira. That even mayim oimdim, even a well, a bear, that you take the water in for out from the tap, so it's chayetz asurim kekelim. But he says, but if it's a well, if it's fed by a well and it's neveya, then it's also Midamina begemara tani ve'rab the doors lahani b'mayim b'mayim chalav prat ma'prat mufurish mayim levim afkol mayim levim v'shabu charitzim itzim lisura v'shabu baris sichin moris letera. You see from Tanya Rav, it's totally mayim noivim. Alma boris sichanim oris mayim mechunosim ninu veinim noivim. You see that the definition of boris is not a well that has a, that's fed by artesian water, that's fed by from underground. It's just a storage. It's a storage bore. It doesn't have any nevil. You see, the definition of a bore is that it's not neve. If it's neve, it's not a bore, and it's also. V'acharitzim enitzim af bishayim meimayim holchim neishem noivim asurim. He says, "Karitzim nitzim is the same thing. The water doesn't move, but it's neveya. That's why it's awesome." This is cool. In places it was matzah that the karitzim for sure move. Sometimes they're neveya, sometimes they're not neveya, but it's always moving. The Bible says, "Karitzim nitzim, forget it's not moving, but it's neveya. That's why it's awesome." And neveya is always awesome. But the beborim over here, they're certainly not, they're not neveya. They just let the water in and it stays there. The water moves, but it moves in and out from the sides. And that's why it's also so he thinks that this price goes like this. This Torah explainer is going with Rabbi Shmuel. So you don't need that shivdoim of the prat and ganzen. The lav neivim nino. It's really not. If you need it, should be doimed to the pad. It should have to be neveya. Yom in the cholma neveya. Beborim at neveya. Teretz is going like Tana Rebbe Shmuel. I don't need neveya. All I need is that it shouldn't be otzur kekelim. Mikol makom my binu lusura. My time of neisha ainim atzurim kekelim. Like he said before, because the water doesn't come in from the top and the bottom. From the top, it goes out and in from the sides. Right, the rest will leave. So a lot of things going on in this Rebbe. Let's try to think about it. Just one thing at a time. First of all, the Rebbe is telling me that mayim, the Brisa says that mayim, Torah Spanim says that water in Beborim is awesome. The shotsim inside of the shotsim are awesome. So the Ravid says that this will not be true according to Tana Devera. Because according to Tana Devera, the criterion is Nevim. The water in the Beber is not Nevea. It's, it's, That's who takes his gemara. It's not neveh. Even though when it came in from the river, I don't know, maybe when it came in from the river, it came in with the neviyah. The river has a koyach of neviyah. But I guess now that it's standing still, it can't be called neveh. That's maybe a chiddush all by itself. That the rabbi takes it for granted that this water in the Beber is not neveh. How does he know? It comes in from the river with a neviyah. How do we help with the poshut that even if it comes in with a neviyah, but it's not moving now anymore. The mayim levim means it's moving under its own power. It's not just moving by the force of gravity, hamshacha, it's moving mikoyach v'neviyah. But now it's not moving at all. You cut it off from the river. You close the door, you cut it off from the river. Now the water is just sitting there. That's a vada not called mayim levim. The poshut is not mayim levim, and therefore, according to Tana Verav, that the criteria you need, the Tana Verav is more mekel. He says the yomim necholim is just has to be dumya, has to be very dumya to yomim necholim. Ka'ina prat. So the Gemara says you need mayim levim. It's not mayim levim. Not mayim levim. The point Tana Verav should be also. It should be mutter rather. It's not mayim levim. It should be mutter. But the Torah's claim says that it's also. Says the Rabbi. The Torah's claim is going like Tana Verav Yishma. That's what I told you before. The Rabbi learns the Torah's claim goes like Tana Verav Yishma. The Chor is not like the Rosh. The Rosh said that the halacha has to be like that. It's a klal apart to klal, like the first opinion of the Gemara, because that's the Tana Verav that was shogur b'fikol. With the Rabbi, the Torah's claim is going like Tana Verav Yishma. I had the Torah's claim before quoted the drasha by Mayim. The Torah's claim before was like the Tana Rav and the Gemara. The answer is in the Tana Rav and the Gemara. It's not Tana in the didn't say anywhere that it's a klala pat the klal. That was Ravino said it's a klala pat the klal. Hatul pat beneim. The Torah's claim itself could be either way. And here it says in Torah's claim, since the Torah's claim asks us water in Beibarim, so it says in Torah's claim that it's going like Tana Rav Yishma, and therefore it's nothing to do with Neivim and not Neivim. This water is not Neivim, but it's still Osir, because it's not Otsur Kikelim. Yeah, but then we need to know, if the water is standing still, why is it not Otsur Kikelim? In the Torah said that the definition of water, the Torah said that the Charitzim and the Itzim that are totally in the Machlekes Tanav Rav and Tanav Yishmol, they're not Neivim, but they're Meishchim. What is moving? It's not moving from its own force, it's moving from the force of gravity, but it's moving. If it's not moving, then it's Otsur. Here we have water, the fire in the Beborim, that it's not moving. And yet, Tana Rav Yishmael asks it. Why does he ask it? Because it's not Otsur. Why is it not Otsur? If it's not Meshach, then the fire is Otsur. And through is Mashma, that the opposite of Otsur is Meshach. Otsur means it's not moving, it's standing. And the opposite is Meshach. I have to know. Even though the water is standing, it's still not called Otsur Kikelim. It's still called it's not Otsur Kikelim. According to Tanav Yishmael, it's still Otsur. You need Otsur Kikelim. What's the difference between Otsur Kikelim and if the water is standing? So with what is it not Otsur Kikelim? So the Rambam says this distinction that if you take the water out of the tap, like in a bar, derech aruba from a skylight, from the roof, you have to draw down and take the water out. That's called Otsur Kikelim. But if the water comes in and out from the sides, so even though you close the door, open the door, it's only Kshem Reitzim. You let the water in, you let the water out. But nonetheless, that's not Otsur Kikelim. That's still Otsur. Even according to Tanav, that's Otsur. That according to Tanav Yishmael is Otsur. They stay tonight. I think it's not like the Torah. Seems to me that it's not like the Torah. Through the Torah, the water in the Beber is standing still. If it's standing still, it's also. The Torah defines the opposite of Otsur is that it's moving, it's Meshach. Point to the Ravid, the opposite of Otsur is not Meshach. The opposite of Otsur is that it's not, is that you take it out from the side. derive it has a Torah's claim. It depends on Torah's claim that Mayim Shibay Vivarim is also. What's the tour going to do with the Torah's claim? Am I a Mayim? So why should it be also? That I'm not sure. But the MS is we could ask a different question. The Rosh says that the halacha is like Tana de Rab, not like Tana Rabbi Shmuel. That we require Nevim. In order to ask it, we require Nevim. He said, why? Because passing like the Tana de Rab, the Shogo Bafika. What do you mean? The Torah's Kainim, Tana de Rab, says that Mayim Shibay Vivarim is also. That's for sure. That can only be like Tana Rabbi Shmuel. That for sure doesn't stand with Tana Rabbi. According to Tana Rabbi, you need Nevim. Mayim Shibay Vivarim aren't Nevim. I'm not sure. Maybe the Russian the Torah didn't give so in Torah's Kainim. No, it's not a cast on the tour. It's a cast on the tour, and it's a cast on the tour's father, the Rosh. I'm both in the share from this Torah's claim. It's cast on the tour. The tour says the opposite of Otzer is Meshach. The opposite of Otzer is Meshach. And for water to be Otzer, it has to be moving. The garment not moving. And this is an Asa. Otzer doesn't just mean not moving. Otzer means that you take it out from the tap. But the Torah says the opposite of Otzer is moving, is Meshchem. This word is not Meshchem. So the Torah's claim is a Kasher on the Torah. But it's also Kasher on the Rosh. Because the Rosh says we don't even pass like Tana Rishwah, we pass like Tana Rab, because the Torah's claim is like Tana Rab. I don't know where exactly so the Torah's claim has to be like Tana Rab. But the Torah's claim can't be like Tana Rab. Because according to Tana Rab, you need Noivim. The Mayim should be Borim and not Noivim. Maybe the answer is maybe they held that the Mayim should be Vibarim are Noivim. Maybe they're standing, but they're not Noivim. But they may be standing still, but they're Noivim. The Rabbi himself said that even according to Tana Rav, that Mayim, in order to be also, have to be Nevea. It doesn't have to be moving. If it's Nevea and it's standing still, it's also even according to Tana Rav. Noivim asks all by itself. Be'er Mayim Chayim is also for sure according to Tana Rav. It's probably Noivim. Maybe the Mayim should be bigger. Maybe they learned the Metzius is that the water is always coming in, so it's always it always had the Kayach and Nevi'ah, the water. Well, even though it's hard to understand, if the water is not moving, how could it be Nevi'ah? By definition, if the water is not moving, it's maybe it's always being fed. Maybe the water is constantly being, maybe the Baber is constantly being fed by the river. Well, why doesn't it overflow? If the water doesn't flow out, then it should just overflow. If the water flows out, then what? How do they go catch the fishes? I don't know. The Metzius, I don't know how it could be. Any of that. I don't know what to do with this Torah's claim for the Rosh and the Torah. But only horror that I have is that it's a kasha both on the Rosh and on the Torah for different reasons. But at the Kacha both of them, so I have to say that the Rosh and the Tur, they had either a different gifts in the Torah's Kainim or they had a different understanding of the Metzius of Beibarim. In Pedalin, when he defines what's called Mayim that are not Nevim, but they're not Atsurim, is what makes it not Atsurim. If they're not Nevim, why are they not Atsurim? So the Lashon of the Rashach is that they have a Moitzul Mavoi. They have a way in and a way out. That's what the Shach means. Does he mean that they have a way in and a way out, so they're moving? They're not Nevim? Does he mean that they have a way in and a way out sometimes? Does he mean like they're Ravid? That it's not like they're Haruba, it's from the sides? I don't, very cryptic what the shachar. I know what the shachar means. Yesh the mitzvah of mother. The two and the raivet, seems to me, the two and the raivet are two different things. The nekuda here is like this. The passage in the Torah is not like the raivet. The Torah says the opposite of atzurim is meishchem. In the raivet, it says the opposite of atzurim is that you take it out from the side. You can't take the Torah that literally. The Brisa says beborim. The Brisa says that beborim are also. They're not meishchem. They're not moving. So you can't take what right do you have, Rabbi Shulman, to take the Torah at face value? It must be lav dafka. So that I'm pointing out, the Rosh anyway doesn't stem with this beborim business. The Rosh says that the Tana Devera, that the Torah's kainim goes like Tana Devera, that the Torah's kainim goes with kalapat the cloud, like the first malach of the Gemara. But the halach of kalapat the cloud, that charitzim and itzim are always mutter, even if they're not naivim, that's the Torah's kainim. So what happened to that? What do you mean? Beborim, the Ravid says that beborim has to only go with Tana Devera Bishmal. Of course, the Rosh had a different shot than the Torah's kainim. I don't know what it is. But he must have had a different shot in Torah's claim. So if the Rosh had a different shot in Torah's claim, so the Torah could have a different shot in Torah's claim. But if I don't have to be so worried that what's the Torah going to do with Beibar? What's the Rosh going to do with Beibar? They must have had a different gear or a different shot. Nice. This issue is very negay lahalacha because one of the issues with the bugs in New York is that the water in New York it comes from a reservoir. The reservoir is fed by all kinds of rivers and so on. The water comes into the reservoir, but then there's no exit. It exits into pipes and giant, gigantic pipes, which they can open and shut according to need. So Rebelski tainted that it's Atsurim Kekel. Atsurim Kekel. Water comes in and it stays, and then people take it out when they need it. The city takes it out when it needs it. It's Atsurim Kekel. He says it's a bar. The Isrim had two tainus. Rabelski has other haterim also that the Lignatorial Machia Shores, and you can hardly see these bugs and so on. He has other Mahakam also, but as far as the Arsug is concerned, he says that it's Mayim Shibabor. So the Isrim said two things. First of all, that some of the Isrim said that since the reservoir is fed by lakes, by rivers rather, the reservoir is fed by rivers, should have a din of Mayim Levim. And Mayim Noivim, like we saw in the Ravid, Mayim Noivim are also even when the water is standing still. They have a Dimyan Filchas and voice. If you have a river that comes into a bar, it leads into a bar, and then but in the bar, the water is standing still, it has a din of Mayim Noivim. So Belsky said, so copy that kind of. Belsky said that it's not like Mikvois. Mikvois, we want to know where the water came from. What's the quality of the water itself? There's two kinds of water. There's Mei Shomim and there's Mei Mayim. Mayim Levim. And if the water came from Mayim Levim, even though now it's at rest, it might have a status of Mayim Levim. But he says I have shotsim about it's not the way. Shotsim, I don't care where the water came from. I want to know what's the matzah of the water right now. The water right now is standing still. If the water right now is standing still, then that's standing water. That's not called mayim levim. Either Rishonim, the Rav says, and others that if you have a bor and it's fed by a spring, it's fed by artesian water. It's not a cistern, but it's fed by water. So we still in the Rav, even though the water's not going anywhere. It's called Mayim Leivim. Yeah, because that's called Mayim Leivim. The bar itself, the water is constantly coming in. That's Mayim Leivim. The water itself, this thing's not so clear to me. He says the water is Mayim Leivim. It's constantly being pumped. Water is constantly being pumped in. If you would stand there, you would feel the water coming in. So it's Mayim Leivim. But here the water in the reservoir standing is still water. So maybe it came from the horis that were Mayim Levin, but now the water came to a standstill. The water in the well, I don't know, this distinction is not so clear to me what it's making. But, okay, I'm not such a blocky in McCoy's either, so I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, but he wants to make this distinction. Maybe I'll send you the thing. Sure. Shaitan is that is the word that is standstill now. I mean, that's a distinction right here. Mistam and Pshat, even though it suggests a custom, Mistam and Pshat is that standing water is mashrus. Pshat and all these psukim, the whole idea over here is that standing water is mashrus, and that has shruts as mukta. So it's totally in the water. To what extent is it standing water? To what extent is it water in motion? And what kind of motion? How natural emotion? The water is standing still, you can find it can't be called mayim levi. That's one issue. But then they had another issue, which they raised, which is the Ravid. The Ravid says that even if the water is standing still, it's not called atsurim kekli unless the water is taken out from the tap. But if the water is taken out from the sides, it's not atsurim kekli. So here in the reservoir, the water is not taken out of the tap. They don't put buckets in to take the water out. The water goes out of the side through pipes. So lefi the Ravid, that's according to Tanya Rebbe Shmuel, which is Kohen's question, according to the Ravid. According to the Ravid, it's also. It's like Beibar. The Isum of here said it's like Mayim Shibbe Beibar. The water may be standing still, but doesn't exit from a bucket. It exits from the side. So it has a pesach from the side. So that's Mayim Shibbe. It's Mamish Dismissius of. It's the Matthias of so it's like Mayim Shibbe Beibar. So happy this from Belsky said a vart. And that has to do with what's taka the havana? What's the difference if the water is taken out from the top or the water is taken out from the side? That taka different. That needs a hesk all by itself. The water taken out from the top, the water is taken out from the side. Well, take it out from the top, it's like the kli. Take it out from the side, it's not like a kli. You don't have a kli where you can take the water out from the side. The more talks about you have barrels and you leave the spigots on the side of the barrel. It's also a kli. So what's the difference? The spigots on the top, the spigots on the side. That makes it that it's not assumed kli. Now, Belsky claims that the pshat in the Ravid is that in the Beibarim, they let the water from the river in order to take out the fish, and then they let the water out and back into circulation. So that's not called asurim kikli. The water is, they hold the water so they can take out the fish, but then they let the water back out into circulation. So that's not called asurim kikli. Asurim kikli is where the water is, they have the water in a kli for human use. And when they need the water, they don't let it out back into the river. They take the water out with the bucket to drink. We said, here it's the same thing. What's the difference? The bucket doesn't have to be on the top. The bucket could be on the side. The point is that it's not that they let the water back into circulation to go back into the river. When they want water to drink, they open up the door and it goes into the pipe, and it goes into the faucet, and it goes into your cup. So he says, that's like a derech haruba. Derech Haruba, the difference between Derech Haruba and Beibarim is not is that you take the water out from the top, you take the water out from the side. The difference is the water just being held for a while, but it's going to be put back into circulation? Or is the water now put into storage for human use? And that's the difference between that's what's called Mayim Atsur. And if in the reservoir he says it's called Mayim Atsur. That's Rebelsky's time. The emes is Shani Latsmi. I'm just thinking this in lums. I think maybe I would perhaps suggest that there's a different way to understand the difference. What's the difference if the water comes out of the top or the water comes out of the side? That maybe the Ravid means something else. The Ravid means if you take the water out of the top, taking water out from the top, that's like a human intervention. The water on its own has nowhere to go. You want to take the water out, you have to take a bucket and pull the water out. The water by itself has no natural way to leave. When Mashen came by the Beibarim, you don't have to draw the water out. If you open the door, the water flows out by itself. If the water has a way to flow out by itself, then it's not called Otzer Kikli. That typically means the water has no egress. No natural egress. You need a human being to take it out. But if a human being doesn't take it out, it has nowhere to go. And the Beboim, there are Psochem on the side. They can close the Psochem, they can open the Psochem, but when the Psochem are open, the water flows out. Yeah, when the Psochem are closed, the water still has nowhere to go. But that's what it's not made for that. It's not made that it's a storage for people to take it out with a bucket. It's made that it's going to be held and then it's going to be allowed to continue its way. It's natural egress. Point is, by a bor, you need a pu'ulah min hatzad to take the water out. You have to take a bucket and lower a bucket and take it out. You need a pu'ulah min hatzad. By the case of the beibor, you don't need a pu'ulah min hatzad. You have to remove the barrier. Once you remove the barrier, the water leaves on its own. That also complete. That would be the pshat. Then I don't know. In a case like this, in the reservoir, they open up the gates and the water goes out on its own. You saw them. Even then, you can say the water doesn't go out on its own. The water goes into your cup. That's not called it goes out on its own. It doesn't have an egress. It has an egress. It has a natural egress to go into your cup. Maybe that's not called the water that can go out. Go out means it can go out and leave. If you open the door and it goes into your cup, all right, that's your Belsky's vote. That's your Belsky's time on. That's what you say. But that's not called the water could leave. And that's called that you have a spigot on the side. Maybe it's not muchuch. Maybe the difference between the tap and the side is that the tap is a pulum and a tzad. So the water is ulcer. But if the water flows out on its own, it doesn't matter where it goes, but if it flows out on its own, then it's not ulcer to clean. Yeah, I'm not saying in the Lamaisa. Anyway, Belsky has this other head that went into the Mount Yashar. The Holy Israel drank this water for 100 years. And there, whatever, I'm not the... Isn't the Havon and the Raivid? Demis, we'll see what I said today. I think maybe there's another head here, which is that even if there is a Raivid, but the Rosh and the Torah Chayla. Even if there is such a Raivid, that also that the water can be standing still, but it's still not called. It's still called. It's not otzer because you take it at the side and not the top. But the Torah says that anything that the opposite of otzer is that it's meishich. This water is not meishich, but it's standing still. Hi, what about the Torah's claim? We said anyway the Rosh is against the Torah's claim. So what I have to do something with. They must have had a different shot in Bibar. Maybe they held something that was Maivim, or maybe they had a different gissa, something. I don't know. But anyway, I see that the Rosh doesn't go like this, right? Because the Rosh says that the Torah is Kainim, which is Shogar B'Fikayil, it was like Tana Durab, not like Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Even if you derive it, who asks him a Mayim in the Beborim, the standing water, because it has a Derech out, it has a Moitza out, in Atzad, that's only in Tana Rebbe Shmuel. In Tana Rabbi, you don't need Otsuka Kli. It shouldn't be Nevea. So how do you, and the Rosh holds it, it's a double thing against the Raivid. First of all, I have the Rosh Paskins like Tanit Rav altogether. When the Tanit Rav's open and shut. That and it. Like the Isrim with the reservoir have this other title that it is Meveh because it's fed by rivers. Okay. But that aside, I have the Rosh. The Rosh passing like Tanit Rav. So that's number one. Number two. Even if the Ram passing like Tana Rebbe Shmuel, but the Torah says that the Torah says that the definition of that, you know, even if the Ram passes like Tana Rebbe Shmuel, that you need in order to be mutter needs to be otzer kekli. But the Torah says the definition of otzer is that it's not meishach. How does he explain the Yisrael Beibarim? Lo yadeh. But that's anyway shrek from the Rosh, and that's anyway a problem. But in my sense, that's what it sounds like in Torah. That the opposite of otzer is meishach. Well, the water in the reservoir is not moshach. It's not meishach. Standing still. Elamai. So that's two things. Two reasons, perhaps, why we don't have to worry so much about the Raivid. In the Raivid itself, So then we have this other, then we have to know, then it's totally, how do we understand the Raya's distinction between Milatzad and Derech Aruba? Belsky's understanding is that Derech Aruba means that it only is taken out for human consumption. It's not put back into circulation. Whereas Milatzad means it's put back into circulation. It goes out into the river. Then the reservoir will be mutter. Because it doesn't go back into circulation. It just goes into pipes to be taken to people's houses. On the other hand, if you understand Pshat and the Rive, it is that when it's Derech Aruba, it means you need a Pu'ulim and Atzad to take the water out. Whereas when it's Derech Aruba, you need a Pu'ulim and Atzad to take the water out. And its own, the water has no egress. Whereas when Atzad means you just have to remove the barrier and the water flows out on its own. So that's what makes it not Otzer Kekli. So then if you derive it, that could be also. Yeah, so this kind of stodom over here to say that it's, but whatever, those are the stodom. Okay, good. We'll stop here. Okay, I want to go on to the next video. And so on until the end of the prayer. Okay, this will, what's today's date? This one, I have an idea to when our guy's going to be around. How many guys are going to be here next week, through the whole next week? Okay, but how many guys are going to be here the week after that? Okay, we have a good time. So, okay, very good. It's a shame. Okay, cult of
thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.